Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is the first Monday of the month, and on the first Monday of the month, we have the Executive Director of the Arts Center joining us, and today, Larry Kopp joins us. Larry, welcome to our show.
It's wonderful to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for taking time to join us here on Let's Talk. We're going to be talking about Arts Park, Downtown Arts Park, coming up at the end of the month, August 25th and 26th. We'll go into more detail on that. But before we talk about that, Larry, you wanted to make mention a little bit about Oktoberfest, big fundraiser for the Arts Park.
Big fundraiser coming up on September 9th, 5:30 p.m. at the fairgrounds.
Okay, perfect. So mark that on your calendar.
Mark it on your calendar. This year we have an exciting addition. We have Matt Hodek and the Dakota Dutchman. We've got a live polka band, which is going to be fantastic.
That's going to fit
so
right in.
So excited. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm excited, too. A lot of people look forward to Oktoberfest when that rolls around. So mark your calendars. That's coming up in September, and we'll have Larry back on to talk more about that when that gets closer. But he's here today to talk about the Downtown Arts Park, again, coming up August 25th and 26th. And, a lot of buzz coming out of this, Larry. And I'm getting very excited because there's a lot of things happening. So, first of all, the idea behind Arts Park, Downtown Arts Park, what's kind of the thought behind this event?
So this is basically a celebration of the completion of the Arts Park.
Yeah.
Owen Fritz, who was working on our Boulder Pavilion, the stage that everyone's seeing when they're driving down First Avenue,
Yeah. He
actually finished this weekend.
Excellent.
So all we have to do is a little landscaping around the stage, but it's ready to go, which we're all very excited about.
Yeah.
So the Arts Park, it's a celebration of this completion. I mean, this has been many, many years in the offing. You know, I believe the building burned down in, 2005, I think.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
And I think 2007, the Arts Center actually purchased the property. So it's been 10 years and coming. So we're very excited about this opening. This is opening a new chapter in the Arts Center and actually a new chapter in downtown Jamestown. So
yeah.
It's going to be, this is kind of a way of celebrating.
Yeah, I'm excited too, like I said. And I want to point out, you know, it's hard to see on radio, but Arts Park, it's one word, Arts Park, but combined, it's Arts Park. And I love it. It's fantastic.
I wish I knew who figured that out because that's really, really clever. I wish I could claim it for myself, but I can't, unfortunately.
Oh, I hate when that happens, but somebody else has a better idea. Larry Kopp, Executive Director of Jamestown Arts Center. We're going to be talking about the Downtown Arts Park Festival, a two-day festival downtown Jamestown, celebrating really the Hanson Arts Park. And there's going to be a lot of things under the umbrella of this event.
Yes, there are. I guess maybe chronologically we go through.
Yeah, I think we could do that, yeah.
Okay, so at 5 o'clock on Friday the 25th, we are having the ribbon cutting ceremony. Mayor's going to be there. Joetta Hanson, whose generosity is actually made it possible, will also be there.
Because it's considered the Hanson Arts Park,
yes,
right?
It's named in honor of her parents.
Right.
Father was the editor of the Jamestown Sun.
Yeah.
She's
awesome.
Got incredible roots in the community. She's incredibly generous. Just a gracious lady, just a real lady.
Yeah.
I've never met her. I'm looking forward to meeting
Awesome.
So the ribbon cutting will include the chamber ambassadors, the mayor. I'm going to say a few words also. That's the official opening of the park. So on Friday after that, we're going to have a number of things going on. We're going to have Bonnie Trelster, a local artist. She's actually working on a giant puppet down her basement. She says it's going to be about 20 feet tall, which is going to be pretty impressive. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Okay.
We have local acts. Top of the Stairs Dance is actually going to be there. They're going to be doing a performance from 5 to 5:30.
Okay.
And I believe it's Kuykendall. I believe how he pronounced it.
Yeah, Steve Kuykendall?
Yes, Steve is going to be performing 5:30 to 7, which I'm looking forward to hearing him. Actually, he performed a little bit at our open mic night.
Yes.
He's a great guy, incredibly talented musician. So I'm looking forward to hearing him play.
Awesome.
So in addition to the local acts, we've got a number of artists that are coming in from Minnesota. Northern Lights is the name of the organization. They arrange for a number of groups to be coming out. I think the one that we're all probably most excited about, not to pick favorites, is called Under Ice.
Under Ice.
So, you know, there's the big bare wall.
Right behind the pavilion.
Exactly. So what we're going to do is, Michael Murnane is the name of the gentleman. He's an artist, but he works in light.
Ooh.
Which is kind of cool. So what he's doing is he's bringing these incredibly powerful projectors, and at 8:45, 9:45, and 10:45, he's going to be putting on performances. He took pictures through the ice when he was ice fishing.
Really?
In Minnesota. He's a Minnesota native. So at the same time, Kevin Kling, who is a storyteller, internationally known, he actually does a lot of work on NPR, doing a lot of storytelling, has a number of books out. But Kevin Kling is going to be doing a little story, kind of narrating what's going on. Yeah. And Kevin Kling, he's another Minnesota native.
Wow.
So what they're going to talk about is living in the, you know, the northern Midwest and kind of have a flavor for things. If you go online and look up the Under Ice, there's this picture. It's awesome. There's a picture of like this big fish eye looking up through the ice at you.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Yeah. So basically, I think the projections have been going on basically from dark, from 8:45 until about 11 or so.
Okay.
But 8:45, 9:45, and 10:45, Kevin Kling is actually been doing a story along with it. So it's going to be kind of a multimedia arts kind of thing. That should be a lot of fun. So that's the one thing we have going on.
Yeah.
We have another thing. It's artist is named Preston Drum, and he's doing a thing called Traffic Jam. So the idea behind this is, he's got these little cars that are sitting. They're going to be sitting along 2nd Street.
Okay.
Like in front of the corner bar there.
Yeah.
And you're stuck in a traffic jam. And so there's this film that he plays on a projector. And it talks about, you know, thinking about, you know, where you are. Is there ways to save gas, save fuel, you know, but commuting. So it kind of has a little environmental message. I don't know. That might resonate with some people. Maybe not, depending on your views.
Yeah, right.
But in any case, it'll make you think it's kind of a neat work of art.
You know, I Larry, it's funny because I don't think anybody would ever welcome themselves into a traffic jam, right?
No, but sure.
It sounds like an interesting way to kind of spread a message, though. And that's kind of how all art is.
That's exactly right.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do, I think, also is, you know, obviously we're in Jamestown. So we want to support local artists as much as possible, do things for the community. But at the same time, we want to expose people in Jamestown to art that maybe they don't necessarily have a chance to normally see. So this is kind of a chance for us to bring in some art that people don't necessarily see on a regular basis.
Yeah.
You know? So it's kind of a unique chance. You're not going to see this, quite frankly, in any other community.
That's amazing. And to have it all under one, you know, one in community, like you said. So Executive Director Larry Kopp with the Jamestown Arts Center joining us. We're talking about Arts Park Festival going on downtown Jamestown, August 25th and 26th. A couple of other things happening, Larry, that you want to talk about?
Sure. I think the other thing that's kind of interesting, this is called the Dumpling House.
The Dumpling House?
Yeah,
that sounds delicious. That sounds like a good restaurant somewhere.
So the premise behind this, and I think it's interesting, is that, and it's really true, every culture, if you think about it, has some sort of dumplings as part of their cuisine.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania, and pierogies are huge because there's a lot of Eastern Europeans there, you know? So what are they? They're dumplings filled with whipped potatoes.
Yeah.
Asian culture, I mean, dumplings, dim sum in China, I mean, they're just little dumplings. That's kind of a breakfast thing. So what they're going to do is they're going to have people come in, you wash your hands, and you actually make your own dumplings.
Really?
Yeah, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And then they cook them, and you get to eat
what you created.
What you created, So it's kind of like, it's like you were the artist.
Yeah.
And you are actually going to eat your creation.
That's amazing.
So it's kind of cool, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like the fruit of your labors, but you get to eat the fruit afterwards, right?
Absolutely.
I like that. Awesome. Larry, there's so many different things. On the Jamestown Arts website, the Arts Center website, Living Statue Contest. I mean, what what's going on with this?
Okay, and that's a perfect segue. We didn't plan this, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, not planned at all.
Perfect segue into Saturday. So that's basically, ever talked about, that was going on Friday evening.
Okay.
So all those things we just talked about, they're going to be going on Saturday throughout the day, and the Ice House is going to be, again, 8:45, 9:45, and 10:45 on Saturday evening as well.
Excellent, okay.
But on Saturday morning, we actually have the Living Statue Contest. So if you do a quick Google search, so basically there's certain kind of paints you can buy that make you look like either like a granite statue or a marble statue.
Yeah.
And the point is you become a statue. So you have to stand stock still and become a living statue. And if you look online and look maybe on YouTube, you'll see there's actually performance artists who do this. They'll be in like New York City.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't realize the statue, and you realize that it moves or looks, their eyes move. You're like, wait a minute, that's not a statue.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic. And this is it looks like it's kind of a contest then. People are going to try to pass off, right, who looks like the most statuesque, right?
Yeah,
is that the right
word,
way to
good
right?
word, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
So awesome.
So I think a lot of it's creativity. We're going to see who comes up with the most original idea, who, quite frankly, does the best. We've actually had a surprising number of entries.
That's really?
Popular.
Excellent.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're going to be standing on the benches in the park so everybody can come out and actually look at the living art, which will be kind
of... Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
And actually, if anyone listening is interested, you know, we'd love to have you. Just contact the Arts Center, and we would love to have you participate as well.
Awesome. We'll get those contact details here at the end, Larry. So many more things happening. Again, it's really just a celebration of the Arts Park. It's really going to utilize it to its maximum potential, it sounds like.
Correct, yeah.
Which is amazing.
We're going to be able to actually, yeah, utilize it. And then the hope is that next year we're going to put together a full slate of activities.
Wow.
We are going to have... at the Arts Park, one of my staff members is going to be sitting there. And of course, we'd love you to become a member. Yeah, but also, what we're going to have is we're going to have questionnaires because we want to get people's input on what they would like for us to program next year at the Arts Park.
Yeah.
So when you're down there, please, please, please just take a few minutes, come over to where our table is going to be and talk to Miranda, a lovely lady, and she will help you out because we want you to fill out the questionnaires so we can get an idea of what we want to program next year.
Excellent. So it's really, you know, and Larry, you've expressed it. We've had Cindy express it. Taylor Barnes expressed it before. It's really, you know, even though the Arts Center will be managing and working with this, it's really the community that's going to be benefiting from this and that you guys want to make sure you're giving the community what they want.
That's exactly right. And I think even above and beyond that, you know, as a nonprofit organization, mm-hmm. we really belong to the community.
Yeah.
Now, the way we're set up is our members are the ones who vote on things, you know.
Right.
And, but really, everyone in the community is a member. So we want the input of everybody. I mean, we want people to use this. I mean, the ultimate hope is to bring people downtown, you know, help those wonderful restaurants. We got some great restaurants in downtown Jamestown, which I'm sure everyone knows.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah, everybody knows that. So to help to come down and maybe even start some new businesses. We want to really get a lot more people coming to downtown Jamestown, get things moving along. So that's the hope and the ultimate hope is, you know, our tagline is Culture Builds Community. And it's really true. I think we can really do a lot in helping building the Jamestown community overall.
Love it. I love it. Arts Park coming up August 25th, 26th. Best thing of all that we didn't mention, Larry, everything's free. I mean,
you know,
anybody
that,
can stop
so
by, right?
That is the big point. Yeah. Everything is free. Everything is family friendly. I mean, you know, we're putting an actual schedule of events on our website. I mean, there's way too much to talk about in this interview.
Right.
I try to hit all the highlights.
Hit the highlights, yeah.
Yeah. But go to our website, check it out. And, you know, come down when you see something that catches your fancy. I mean, it's from Friday till 5 and then all day Saturday from 9 in the morning to literally 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
And there's something for everyone. Come on down.
Yeah. Give you a chance. I mean, all these events give you a chance to also see the completed Hanson Arts Park. Larry, if anybody has questions, they want to get a full schedule of events, like you said, do you want to give out your phone number and website for individuals who want to ask questions?
Sure. Our voicemail is 251-2496.
Okay.
And our email is jamestownarts.com.
Jamestownarts.com. Perfect. So contact them if you have questions. You want to sign up to be a living statue contest. I wonder if anybody's going to bring an actual statue and try to pass that off.
That's actually a good idea.
Has anybody thought about that?
No, but you know
that
what?
Might be my entry.
I think that's you.
That might be me.
That's you.
Perfect. Larry, anything else you want to mention about the Arts Park or about the Arts Center?
No, I'm just really just thank the community for all the support over the years, and just, you know, please come out and support us because it is your park, it's your art center.
Excellent, very good, Larry. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you so much.